Breaking the law to take your pet places where other pets can't go. Dozens of local folks fake owning a service dog. And as Liza Danver found, that's hurting people with real disabilities.
These parents of children with various disabilities are just about to complete an intense 2-week-long training boot camp, learning to work with their new service dog. Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, these service dogs are allowed to accompany their disabled owner in restaurants, schools, even go onto an airplane without an additional fee.
You know, we have a right to bring our service dogs in public, but the public has a right to not have our service dogs interfere with them while they're in public as well. And so the dogs have to have impeccable manners.
But there's a problem. Due to lax government regulations, a lot of people fake owning a service dog.
Well, I've heard that people want to fake, you know, having a service dog so that they can take their dog anywhere they want to.
There are numerous websites out there where you can buy a service dog vest and ID for just a couple of bucks, and you don't even need to show proof that your dog went through any kind of training at all. In fact, I even registered my dog with one of these sites with just a few clicks of the mouse.
It's like faking having a disability by being in a wheelchair. Like, you don't do it. People are disabled, they can't help it. Like, if they need to have a dog, don't fake that you have to have it.
We were stuck on a bus with a fake service dog that was growling the entire time we were on the bus. You know, and I was terrified.
In reality, there are no specific requirements for service dog licensing, certification, or training. Service dogs don't actually have to wear a special leash or vest either. The ADA also makes it unlawful to require proof of a disability. All rules that were supposed to protect people with disabilities, but many times it doesn't. Shirk says because there are so many untrained fake service dogs walking around, some business owners tend to give the real ones a hard time, making basic tasks like shopping more difficult for a service dog owner with an actual disability. Liza Danver, Fox 45 News.